Welcome to Dracena Wines Podcast. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. I'm your host, Lori, and this is a podcast about all things wine. Hey, all. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Before we get started, a quick reminder to please subscribe, rate, and review. We'd love to hear your thoughts on the podcast. We are into harvest season now. White wines and rosés are being picked on a daily basis. This is fantastic news, except it means that the majority of people in the wine industry are super, super busy, and that means it's really tough to find time to sit down and talk with them. So this week, it's just you and me and my true passion, Cabernet Franc. Cabernet Franc is an essential blending grape, found primarily in Bordeaux-style blends. As the founder of Cab Franc Day, I am on a mission to give this phenomenal grape variety the credit it is due. Cabernet Franc is primarily used as the third, and honestly the smallest, the minority ingredient in the production of the coveted Bordeaux blend, the Meritage Magic, with its constant companions, Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot. So why is Cabernet Franc December 4th? To be really honest, I felt that Cabernet Franc gets forgotten when it really deserves to be more in the spotlight. So I created Cab Franc Day, December 4th, and I didn't want a day that rotated. I hate those holidays. Well, it's the third Thursday of this month. It's the second Saturday of this. It's the final. People forget what day is what, and it leads to confusion. So I chose a date, and I decided to stick with it. I chose a date of historical significance. Cabernet Franc is believed to have been established in the Lebanese region of southwest France, sometime in the 17th century, when Cardinal Richelieu transported cuttings from the Abbey of Bourges to the Loire Valley. By the 18th century, plantings of Cabernet Franc, known as Bourges, were found throughout Fronsac, Pomerol, and Saint-Emilion. Cardinal Richelieu, who has been immortalized in the Alexandre Dumas novel, The Three Musketeers, is responsible for the transportation of the grape to the Abbey of Bourges in the Loire Valley in the 17th century. Also known as Breton, Cardinal Richelieu selected it for exclusive plantings at Saint Nicolas de Bourges, where it has been growing ever since. By the 18th century, the grape was widespread between the Libournais region and the Loire. In November of 1642, Richelieu fell ill. He died on the 4th of December of 1642, and Cab Franc Day celebrates the anniversary of his death. Cabernet Franc kind of got around. It crossed with Sauvignon Blanc to produce Cabernet Sauvignon, which at one point is actually believed to be vice versa. It also crossed with Magdalene Noir de Charente to give us Merlot, and cross-pollinated with Gros Cabernet to give us Carmenere. Did you know there are many alternative names for Cabernet Franc? Some are Aceria, Achiera, Ariol, Bordeaux, Bourges, and Bourges. Cabernet Franc is one of the 20 most widely planted grape varietals. 100% Cabernet Franc wine is most often found in France, but is becoming more popular in California, Virginia, and New York. Cabernet Franc flavors can range from plum, blackberry, violet, raspberry, and blueberry, to sage, bay leaf, rosemary, tobacco, and bell pepper. You can expect a medium-bodied red wine that pairs exceptionally well with a variety of foods. Although not necessary, decanting Cabernet Franc can help simmer down some of its natural spiciness. So you might be asking yourself, what makes Cabernet Franc so much better than his son, Cabernet Sauvignon? In one word, versatile. When people say Cabernet, most people are going to think Sauvignon. They tend to gravitate toward the king of the reds, rather than think a little outside of the box. Cabernet Franc often isn't even in the mix. But I'm here to tell you, you are seriously missing out if you do not start considering Cabernet Franc as a wine to pair with your meal. It comes in such a broad spectrum, ranging from light on the palate to dark and in-your-face fruit. With the ability to be that varying, the array of food pairings are endless. So father versus son. Cabernet Franc is typically lighter in color than Cabernet Sauvignon. It is also lower in tannins and acidity. These are two major attributes why Cabernet Franc is so much more flexible with the food pairings. Along with the fact that Cabernet Franc has the lower acidity and tannin, it does mean that it is typically drank earlier than its son. You're going to lie down that Cabernet Sauvignon for years before it might be approachable, where Cabernet Franc is much more approachable younger. I'm not saying that you can't age Cabernet Francs, but generally speaking, if you want a wine that you are going to age, then you're going to choose Cabernet Sauvignon. But with the stat that over 57% of wine is consumed within 48 hours after purchase, that puts another notch on the Cabernet Franc's belt. So to recap, or to just familiarize yourself with Cabernet Franc, these are 10 fabulous facts about Cab Franc. 1. Cabernet Franc is typically thought of as an essential blending grape found primarily in Bordeaux-style red wine blends. 2. Cabernet Franc is the parent of several of our favorite grape varietals. Thanks to a natural crossing between Cabernet Franc and Sauvignon Blanc, we enjoy Cabernet Sauvignon. Its crossing with Magdalene Noir de Charente led to Merlot, and Carmenère came about due to its cross with Gros Cabernet. 3. Cabernet Franc is one of 20 most widely planted grape varietals in the world. 4. Flavor characteristics of the Cabernet Franc grape range from sweeter notes like plum, blackberry, violet, raspberry, and blueberry to the more savory like sage, bay leaf, rosemary, tobacco, bell pepper, and eucalyptus. 5. Cabernet Franc tends to be lower in tannins and acids than Cabernet Sauvignon. It is typically not as full-bodied, but is much more aromatic, ripens earlier, and fares better in the cooler weather than its offspring. 6. Cabernet Franc goes by many names: Aceria, Acheria, Ario, Bordeaux, Boucher, Breton, Bordeaux Tinto, Cabernet Honest, Cabernet Franco, Cap Breton, Rouge, Carmenette in the Medoc, First Vendôme, Campo, Gros Vidieux, Hartling, Cabernet, Franc, Messillange, Rouge Marion, Deux, Petit Fier, Petit Viador, Petit Vidor, Petit Vignard, Plant Breton, Plant des Cervos, Trousset Noir, Veron, Boucher Veron, and Cabernet Gris. That's a lot of names. So if you need to get your grape on, in order to identify Cabernet Franc, observe its clusters, berries, leaves, and shoots well on the vine. Clusters, small to medium, cylindrical to slightly conical with shoulders, mostly well filled. The berries are small, round, blue-black berries. The leaves are medium, mostly five-lobed, closed, narrow U-shaped, petiolar sinus, lateral sinuses, and often have small teeth at their base, which are relatively narrow, sharp teeth, rough, bumpy surface, light, tufted hair on the lower surface, and their shoot tips are felty with red margin, and the first unfolded leaf has red bronze highlights. So if you're looking for a French Cabernet Franc, it is most known in the three mid-Loire villages, Chinon, Bourgier, and Saint-Martin. While in North America, Cabernet Franc is enjoying a renaissance with producers from California and Washington to New York's Hudson Valley, and even Canada, growing and bottling this noble blending grape under its own varietal label. Want a Cabernet Franc in your glass with dinner? Cabernet Franc pairs nicely with a wide range of foods. Beef steaks, pork roast, ham, lamb, salmon, mushrooms, green olives and peppers. Are you a wine and cheese lover? Who isn't? These cheeses will pair perfectly. Blue, Brie, Camembert, Cheddar, Fontina, Goat, Gorgonzola, Port Salut, Aged Gouda, and Swiss. I mean, the variety is just phenomenal. So much more than just its son's narrow focus. So follow us, pay attention. We do a lot of focus on Cabernet Franc. And in November, we are going to be traveling to Hungary to talk about Cab Franc at the Cab Franc Symposium. So stay tuned and check us out. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Dracaena Wines Podcast. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like us to discuss, please reach out to us on social media. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Google, and Periscope as @DracaenaWines. I am also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd, or email us at DracaenaWines.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find us more easily. We are found on all of your favorite aggregators. To subscribe easily to iTunes, go to bit.ly/DracaenaPodcast. That's bit.ly/DracaenaPodcast. And that's a capital D for Dracaena and capital P for podcast. Please check out our award-winning wines and find out about our wine club at DracaenaWines.com. And remember to always pursue your passion. Sláinte!